We've been gone for a week, and now we're not. We're back. Welcome to Recycle Bin. How was that intro? Was that good? Was it good enough?
Pretty good. Very, very bare bones, but it worked out, I think.
I was just trying to see what worked. Welcome to Recycle... Did a light just go off? Maybe I blinked my... Have you ever blinked your eyes but didn't know you blinked your eyes and then it looked like a light flickered and then you're looking for the light that flickered but it didn't actually flicker because you actually only closed your eyes?
No.
Okay. Welcome to Recycle Bin, episode 5, recorded on May, 19th, 2018? No sponsors today. Just us. It's like a romantic dinner in the candlelight. We're back. Here we are. We were talking to the live audience on YouTube. We were streaming live. We stream Recycle Bin every Saturday. Unless we cancel it. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I see the kitty. I see the kitty in the lower right.
Don't focus. You continue.
Don't focus. Okay. Welcome to Recycle Bin, guys. Brian, how are you?
Pretty good. I got a cat on my lap. It's pretty great. Can't complain. Air conditioning. Got new headphones, courtesy of our friends over at Sonal.
Oh, wow.
John.
Going right into that,
Got that as well.
Yeah,
I'm excited about them.
We're matching.
Changed my life.
They're really, really good.
I'm just extremely happy.
Isn't it funny how things happen? For like the past couple of weeks, you're like, I really want new headphones. And then Sonal's like, here you go. New headphones. You want? Here you go.
Yeah. Especially because reaching out to other companies, no one said shit. But Sonal's like, we got your back. We got your back in your time of need.
I fucking love Sonal. They are so great. They're so great to us.
They're the best company in the world.
Now, literally every piece of audio gear we have is Sonal. Our mics for the podcast is Sonal. My shotgun mic for the show is Sonal. Our lavalier mics are Sonal. And now our headphones are from Sonal as well. We're covered.
Yes.
That's it. What
and they're
great
also
company
red. Look at the red. Look at the red on
cherry red.
Matching headphones.
If I remember, I'll put a link to these headphones down in the description for the show notes. If you're listening to the show on iTunes and other podcast places, you can't see them. But I will tell you, and Brian will tell you, that they're pretty and they're red. Just imagine red headphones that are comfy, like little pillows on your earballs, and they're also red. Yeah. And then if you have that picture in your head, then you're like, that's what they look like.
Yeah.
Where can I get that intro music? We bought it for a lot of money. So I don't know the name of it anymore.
$15,000.
$15,000.
It wasn't that much money.
There was a couple comments that had come in, and it's like, you haven't posted a video in a long time. Did you know that, Brian?
Wait, we haven't?
Because I thought we were uploading this whole time, but were we not?
I thought we had too many. Wait, hold up. This isn't Ninja YouTube channel. This isn't twitch.tv/ninja.
Yeah, we do the thing.
Am I on the spot?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I guess we haven't posted videos here in a while. It's news to me. Or it's not. And I know that. We know that. And there's a reason. And we will tell you. Brian, the itinerary. I don't think there's anything that comes before the talk, right? This is the talk part.
This is the talk part.
So, this is rough. The issue that I have is, like, not everyone watches and listens to Recycle Bin. There's, like, I'd say on average a little under 10,000 people collectively get and consume Recycle Bin, whether it's watching on YouTube, you watch the video version, or if they listen on their favorite podcast app. So for those of you, you know, I feel like the people that watch the podcast are like the people that care that extra bit. So those people are going to get the extra information.
Right.
So this week, to like sort of just kind of break the ice and tell you the awful news, it's not awful for you, it's just really awful for me. Had to put my dog down this week, and it was like really unexpected and really, really awful. Her name was Faith. She was a Shar Pei pit bull mix, so I called her a shit bull. And she was like the happiest, most active, most goofy, most loving. Hey, look, that little Recycle Bin emoji. It's not our emoji. It's the recycle.
It's also
emoji,
green.
Yeah. Should
nice
be
try.
Blue.
Continue.
Yeah. I feel like every dog owner says the same thing. Like, my dog was so special. Like, my dog was just the perfect dog. But, like, fuck your dog. My dog was actually, like, really, really special. And, like, I've had a lot of dogs in my life. Never, there was never one like Faith. And it was like she had like human emotions in this little shit bull body. And so she was very cuddly, very lovey. And she was pretty much, yeah, she was like, she was just like thick, and she gets so happy and excited and just knocks shit over, and she, the perfect dog ever. She just turned seven. She just turned seven, literally like super healthy. There was nothing wrong with her. Which I think is the biggest issue is that there was no lead up, I guess, is the worst part.
It was 0 to 100 in like 1 second.
Like instant. This time last week, totally fine. Nothing was wrong with her. And then Sunday, there was like a behavioral switch. Like I'd say midway through Sunday, she just got weird. And she was very, very timid. So she had anxiety. Like I guess dogs can have anxiety because she had it. And she was suddenly just not fine anymore. And she started acting like really anxious about something. And I'm just like, what's going on? What's going on? What's happening? And I just figured she was anxious. There was no physical anything. But it was just a behavioral switch at first. And then all of a sudden, that night she couldn't hop on the bed. She would usually hop on the bed, but she just stopped at the bed, just looking up like, hey, you gonna come help me? And I'm like, what? So I picked her up on the bed and she seemed fine after that. But then throughout the night she got weird, like physically weird. And I thought maybe she was constipated because I just did a Google and Google told me she might have poop in there. So I took her outside and she didn't want to go down the stairs and she didn't want to like go poop. And she's one of those, she literally, this is Faith. She was such a lady that like, I would say if she came to me and she pooped and peed and did all the things and I still said, hey, go potty. She would still go and just try to push something out to please me. But she like, she couldn't go. So I'm like, okay, maybe she's constipated. So, literally the next morning. So Monday morning, took her to the vet as soon like 9 o'clock in the morning was when they opened. So that's when she was there and she couldn't get in and out of the car weird, or she was getting in and out of the car weird. And she started walking a little funny. And she started yelping, like she would cry and yelp. And so went to the vet and they did x-rays on her and stuff. And she walked to her own x-rays and back from her own x-rays and like walked around the vet's office. And they said, she's getting a little old. She has arthritis in her hips. And this is just a bad like episode and she'll be okay. And they gave her medicine. So she gets the medicine and then she, as soon as we leave the vet, she kind of just stops. Like it was like she used all of her energy to please the vet. And then we got home and she couldn't get out of the car. So I had to pick her up and I carried her to inside and I put her on the bed and she took a nap. Finally, she was up all night with me and we both hadn't slept. So we slept, took a nap, and then she woke up and she goes to hop off the bed. And I think she forgot that she was hurt and she yelped. And that's how I woke up. And suddenly legs don't work. They're just done. Like from walking an hour or two before in the vet's office to literally not being able to walk at all. And she was dragging her back legs. Call the vet. The vet's like, bring her in right away. Bring her back into the vet. And they're like, I think she has a slipped disc in her back, which is like a common thing for like Beagle mixes, which she's not. But they recommend, you know, we take her in for a surgery. And it's a very rare surgery. It's a special surgery. And it's like $5,000. It's like, whatever, figure it out. And there's only two places in our state of Ohio that do the surgery. So we had to find places, and it was just constant panic. And it was like, it needed to happen really quick because they tested her, and she could feel her tail, but she couldn't feel her legs. Like, there was no feeling at all. And so the next night, so Tuesday night, I think it was Tuesday night. Yeah. Took her to the first place that they recommend we do the surgery. Go in, take her to the back, and then when, so they like took 45 minutes back there before she ever saw a doctor. And then in a counseling room they were like going over like a timeline, everything that I just told you guys. And then suddenly they had made this decision that it wasn't a slipped disc. It was I don't, it's all a blur, but it was essentially like degenerative something or other. Like it was going to happen. It's, she had a disease in her spine and it was going to happen eventually in her life. And it just so happened to happen. It just so happened to happen now. And you couldn't, like, there was no, you couldn't test it or find out if she had it before. It just happens. And it happens. It's semi-common with dogs and you can't catch it. The only way to tell is like if their parents had it, if like their, I think if their mom had it, there's no like test beforehand. It just sort of happens and it happened so quick. She went from, you know, not being able or being a little bit of pain and acting weird to completely unable to use her back half. And while I was in the vet, that last time her front half was going too. So she wasn't going to be able to use her front legs either. So she was, it was all just like, she wasn't going to be able to move at all and had the choice to take her home for one more night and then put her down the next day or just do it at the vet. And like the trip was an hour to that vet and she was in pain the whole trip. And, you know, the whole night would have just been, you know, crying over top of her and her being super anxious and stressed out. So they just did it there and it was just out of nowhere. So it, the original, like, obviously didn't do a show on Monday, didn't do a show on Tuesday, but like the rest of the week was just sort of to recover from that. And it's still like doesn't feel real, but it's less like crippling and I'm better now ish. And I'm ready to do a show. I'm ready to get back to work, obviously, which is why we're doing Recycle Bin now. And we will be back on Monday. From Pitch Deck, we'll be back on Monday. So sorry if you guys like were totally unaware. I've been keeping people updated on Twitter all week. So this is one of those times where I say, you know, you got to follow me on Twitter. That's the best place to keep in touch with me and to keep updated with what we're doing. The links will be down in the show notes to follow us on Twitter. That's that. We finished.
John.
There's the talk.
You said you're ready. Are you ready to talk about merchandise?
I am ready. So we did, a lot of people are getting their Fuck Field shirts, which I'm really glad.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes, they are.
Rip Faith. A lot of people getting their Fuck Field God. Shirts.
Yeah, real quick. I'm sorry. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to interrupt you. But I fucking miss Faith. She was the greatest dog I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. She's a little fuzzy horse person who I wish was here every day. And I will always miss her. So I just wanted to say that. I just didn't want to interrupt you. So anyway, Fuck Field shirts. People are getting them. Yeah.
Right there is her toy box. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh.
All her toys are there. She kept it in my office. Like she chose to put it there. So I'm just going to keep it there. I'm not going to move it. I think that'll be like a way to have a piece of faith there in the office.
For sure. Fucking Jason from Painfully Honest Tech said, nice segue.
This is on you, thanks, man. Sir. You did this. Jason, it's weird not having you on the show, man. I figured you were going to be a regular, whatever.
He's just a part of it now. So, you know. Thanks for missing it. I appreciate that.
Some people are getting the Fuck Field shirts. If you're getting it, hey, send us a picture of your Fuck Field shirt. So many of you bought one. And it was like a total shock to, I think, to both of us. A lot of people were asking for merch, but like, I didn't expect people to want the merch. And I think it's because like usually I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt right now, but usually I wear just solid colors. I won't wear like logos on shirts.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a me thing. Like it's not something I'm into, but a lot of people bought Fuck Field shirts and we use Teespring to do it. And now Brian, is it true or is it not true that we always, Brian's taking a picture of Millie.
I'm listening.
Figured we'd catch him in the act. We have an issue where we always go one step further than other creators.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that's definitely an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are making our own shop, like our own store. There's a warehouse where the things are going to be. We're getting,
we don't own the warehouse.
Huh?
Just, we don't own a warehouse. Just,
we don't own it. We're using a warehouse.
We didn't buy a warehouse.
No, yeah. Holy fuck. We didn't buy a warehouse. We're just using a warehouse for stocking our stuff, our stockings.
Yes.
We're getting samples in this week, and we just want to get samples in before we put the thing live, the shop live, because like it's totally like our stuff. Like the tags of the shirt are branded with the FPT store stuff, and we just want to make sure the tags are good because by law there's some things we have to follow, like what material the shirt's made out of, where it was made, where it was printed, and like washing details, how to best care for the shirt. So we had to like go through that stuff. And so renting. No,
it's
we're
a
not
messy
even,
process.
Yeah. So we are, we're waiting for samples to come in. It's a company that is fulfilling the stuff for us. They're in North Carolina. They're going to handle all that stuff for us. And they're going to store the stock of our shirts and the warehouse that they use that is theirs because they are a fulfillment company.
And not
so
ours at all.
Yeah. So essentially what's going to happen here is this is going to allow for a few things. Number one, we're going to have our own shop and we're going to plan. It'll probably be live by the first of the month. That's the plan. Every first of the month, we're going to come out with a new like limited run t-shirt design. The same thing we did with the Fuck Field, but literally every month it'll be a special shirt that is only available for 2 weeks. If you miss it, you don't get one. It's literally how that works. And with Teespring, yep. It was really cool. It was really nice. UK shipping, yes. Cloudy Techie. So the way that works is, okay, Thomas said they take a cut of the sales. No, we pay them to make the shirt. That's like how shirts... Yes. Yeah, so they are the fulfillment company. We buy the shirts, sell them to you. That is how that works. With Teespring, they were really great, but like it's very limited in what we want to be able to do. For instance, we didn't like that, you know, you don't get the shirts till after the campaign is over. Hey, I got an email.
Right.
Oh, I can't. I wanted to catch the ringtone there. So instead of waiting till the end of the campaign is over for the limited run t-shirts, literally when you place the order, it will ship to you. You don't have to wait till everyone else gets their shirt at once. You'll just get it when you order the shirt, but you only have 2 weeks to do it. It comes in FPT store packaging, special message from us in the bag or the box, whatever you get. There will also be collections for specific shows like Recycle Bin. I posted a picture on Twitter of the Recycle Bin collection. So you have like beanies, regular flex fit hats, hoodies, long sleeve t-shirts, of course, a regular t-shirt.
Dad hats
that you can buy in the collection. So there'll be a collection for each show. But of course, we're going to be pushing every first of the month a limited run t-shirt. If you miss it, you miss it. And then the collections are just there because a lot of people just want like regular merch with just the logos on it. And, you know, we want to accommodate you guys too. And that's how that works. Super fancy, super cool. And we're looking forward to it. So cool, the FPT store will be available on the first of the month. That's what I'm shooting for. It just takes so much money. I put so much money into the shirt or into the store, the shop.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't like the store when it launches, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, it takes not just money, but a lot of effort too. Like, you're creating, because God, Jesus Christ. Sorry, the cat is like flipping upside down. You're creating an entire storefront for all the fans and whomever to buy merch. So it's no small feat, John. You are a Terminator of a man. Very, very impressive.
Also love to eventually, like, you know, we'll see how everyone likes the store. Like, I'm telling you, the first run of merch did way better than we expected, which, I mean, thank you guys for... It just blows my mind that, you know, like, these people are willing to support us in that way. And it's cool that they're going to have physical products from us.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing in the world.
I feel like that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So that went really, really well. It might have been a fluke, so we'll see. When the store comes out, if you guys respond well to it and it works out, we might bring on... It would be a life changer if we brought on a designer to design these shirts, because like,
oh my God,
before YouTube and stuff, I was a designer, but I have limitations. Like, that's not what I'm good at. I just do it if I gotta do it. So I would love to bring on a designer. Hey, if you're listening, if you design stuff, hit me up or hit us up and we'll see if we can work something out. We'd love to have a designer moving forward, specifically for the limited run t-shirts. But yeah, a lot of effort, a lot of fucking money to launch a shop like this. So, and a very, very, very complicated process to take money from people. Like, it shouldn't be that complicated. It really shouldn't.
I agree.
But no, I agree. To take money from people and give you physical products, it is a lot. And we're not using, like I said, we're not using Teespring or Redbubble or anything like that. So, you know, the work falls on us. What are you laughing about, Bern?
Millie's stuck really in my hard chair.
Oh,
look
I
at
see.
her little arm. She's fucking stuck. I'm trying to help you, cat. Ow.
Fucking Millie. Oh, she's also.
No, don't.
One more update, people, and then we're going to move on to the news. I have a meeting with YouTube on Monday.
About what, John?
Tell us all
the confidential details.
I don't fucking know, dude. They emailed me a girl. I'm not going to say her name. I probably really shouldn't.
No, don't do that.
Reached out to me and it was like, love to have a meeting with you. Have literally a Google hangout with Google employees, with YouTube employees. And at first I was like, this isn't real. And then the email checked out. And then I started emailing back and forth with her. And I specifically asked, like, what do you want to talk to me for? And apparently it started, number one, from the video I posted a few months ago about how responding to the articles about how YouTubers can't pay rent, like a successful YouTuber still can't pay rent or whatever. I made a video responding to that and was like very blunt with creators and was like, you know, talking about how entitled people were here on YouTube and that YouTube doesn't owe you anything and explaining how YouTube works. They found that. They followed me on Twitter. And then I've been giving out YouTube advice on Twitter quite often. And they've been watching, I guess, and they're really interested in my take on YouTube as a platform and the advice that I've been giving to smaller creators. And they want to have a meeting with me to discuss YouTube as a platform, how it works, how the algorithm currently works, and then new features that are going to be coming up to YouTube on the platform. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk about the new features. I doubt it's to tell me about the features so I can report it on Front Page Tech. I'll probably have to keep it a secret, but it'll mostly be because I said some stuff about YouTube. Yeah, Brian will definitely know.
I will definitely know about it.
Brian, can you catch that? I really want to know what that guy was saying in the chat. It said, we listen to the community, and it made my heart warm, but I missed it.
I got you. Sorry.
What was
that? My cat was stuck. She was very stuck, and I was trying to save her. Okay. From Solvidro, I said it when I subscribed, and I'm going to say it again. You listen to your community, and that's what happens. People want to support you because you're great and real. Yes, I am a real person.
I am real.
And I think I'm great.
Okay, let's jump into news real quick, and then we will be doing the Q&A. So I see a few of you asking questions. Hey, save them for the last half hour of the show. We'll tell you when the Q&A is happening. Then you can ask them. We'll answer it live on the show. And hey, just a heads up, a lot of people are doing super chats before the show and the pre-show. If you super chat during this recording, during this show, we will Backpage Tech. That is a fun. Yes, that is a good shirt. Brian, put it in the noodle. Remember that one.
Thank you, Paul. You get nothing from this.
Zero commission.
Anyway,
I forget what I was saying. Oh yeah, super chat. If you want to super chat, Brian will get to it in the Q&A section, and he'll So that is a great way to make sure that we answer your question. Monies.
With that said, speaking of YouTube.
Oh fuck, I forgot.
Sorry, some YouTube. Changes.
Hopefully, don't cancel the meeting after this.
Yeah, there are some changes coming to what we know as YouTube Red. Is becoming YouTube. I hate this fucking name. YouTube Premium.
It is a bad name.
And it also comes with a price increase, which is exciting. Isn't that great? Premium price. For the same features as normal.
YouTube, what the fuck are you doing?
What do you think about this, doing? John? Are you happy about this?
No. Okay, so how many times have I said on the show, fucking Google is like, here's this new thing, you should really love it and really buy it and pay the monthly fee, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. They just like, never mind. They just changed their mind with the money. So YouTube Red is no longer going to be a thing. It's still a thing. Like, all over the website, they're still promoting YouTube Red. So I feel like they fucking should have, when you're making the announcement, fucking change the assets, the graphics, and the name of stuff on your website when you announce it. Because now it's just really confusing. Everything is confusing about what YouTube does. It was already confusing before. You have Google Music, YouTube Music, YouTube Music Key, fucking YouTube Red. What the fuck are you doing?
It's so
true. So here's how this is going to work. $9.99 a month, you get YouTube Music Premium, whatever, which effectively means for videos that are music-y on YouTube, if you use YouTube to listen to music, I know there's a lot of people that do it for whatever reason.
Right.
You will have premium features, like being able to play the thing in the background and stuff, switching to other apps and being able to hear it and all that stuff. You'll have those features for YouTube Music.
Uh-huh.
For the music videos on YouTube. Yes, it is as confusing as it sounds. It's so confusing that I can't even fucking explain it. YouTube Premium is the same features, but for every YouTube video. So it doesn't have to be music. You just get, you know, ad-free, listen in the background, you can shut your turn your screen off and it'll still keep playing. You get all those features with YouTube Premium, and of course now YouTube Premium Originals that are no longer YouTube Red Originals because they are canceling YouTube Red, and now it's YouTube Premium Originals. YouTube Premium will be like $12 a month or something like that. If you're a current YouTube subscriber, YouTube Red subscriber, it won't change for you. So you'll be pretty much grandfathered
for
into
now.
Yeah.
You'll
be like grandfathered in for now, and you'll get to continue paying $10 a month. For the rest of you, you will pay $12 a month. It what?
Uh-huh.
And they still have Google Play Music.
So, Google has the superpower of being so big that there are like, it feels like little sub companies within Google all throughout, making all these little different decisions with no regard for the rest of the company. That makes sense?
Or the rest of the world.
Yeah. It's like just simple things like this, right? Like even the separation between YouTube Red and YouTube Music is insane. Why? And why only have a $2 difference? Why not? Like, why not have like better value propositions?
YouTube Music should be like $5 a month.
If it would, I would understand if it was seven. Five is really cheap, but seven would make sense.
Okay. Well, okay. Are they trying to compete with Spotify and Netflix?
I mean, they're gonna lose. They're gonna lose.
YouTube Music is gonna compete with Spotify, and then they're gonna have YouTube Premium and YouTube Premium Originals. Because nothing says quality content like sticking fucking YouTubers that have no personality but just have a bunch of subscribers and putting them in a movie to act, because we all know YouTubers are great actors. It's exactly what they should be doing. Fucking your beauty guru, fucking stick her in a movie. Love story. It'll be beautiful. What the fuck are you doing? This is not Netflix. I'm sorry, but a Logan Paul movie is not House of Cards. Rip.
No.
I know there's one more season left, but it's not the same. Rest in pepperoni. Yeah.
Although, I wouldn't mind if Logan or Jake Paul went the way of Kevin Spacey. Just saying.
You wouldn't mind if Logan and Jake Paul like touched inappropriately when...
That's not what I'm saying. Consented? I want them to take a hard nosedive out of fame and into the concrete.
Okay, you know what gotcha. I mean? Gotcha.
Moving on.
Hey, Tuffin's in the chat.
Is there any purpose to this?
Brian, like, Brian, really? This is a moment. This is a moment. Fucking Nate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tutvid, he's in the chat. I grew up
you told
watching Tutvid.
Yes.
I'm not that old, by the way.
You're really old.
My Photoshop tutorials, Dreamweaver tutorials, when Dreamweaver was a thing and you could use it and there weren't services like Squarespace and stuff. He was my dude. And now he watches me.
That is trippy.
And now I feel like I have to call him Mr. Tutvid. Like, it's just not...
Well, thank you
hey, what's up, man?
Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Tutvid.
Yeah. Brian, what do we do about... you can't fix YouTube. Like, how long
do you think
it's going to be like another year before they're like, and never mind about this too?
I mean, it always is with Google. We've been talking about this forever. It's always a year later and then, and never mind. We have to assume that we're going to lose something, right? We're either going to lose Google Play Music or YouTube Music soon. Like, one of them are going
to
disappear.
But which one?
Like, it's like
YouTube
if you want
music
a music
makes
service,
no fucking sense. YouTube Music only exists because they have no choice, because people are going to listen to music on YouTube anyway, because people that, I don't know, they can't be bothered to go to Spotify or other music streaming services, so they use open up a YouTube video or whatever, a lyric video or whatever. So it literally just exists to monetize the people that are listening to music for free. Because they're like, hey, that's naughty. It's not like pirating, because somebody uploaded it anyway, and we're not going to really take it down. Boy, you're going to pay for it. That's what YouTube Music is.
Right.
And then YouTube Premium, I don't fucking know. I don't know, man. I don't.
YouTube Premium at least makes sense. I mean, it's YouTube Red. That makes sense. I get that.
Well, why change the name? Cool. What is the point? Just so you can up the price?
Yeah,
hey, if you really want to be like Netflix, how many times has Netflix been like, oh, we're going to change the price by a dollar or two?
they didn't change their name to Newflix or fucking something stupid.
Flix Premium.
They didn't add any features either. It's the same features with a price increase. Why?
Basically, on his text says, isn't a separation? Lot of music on YouTube illegally posted? Yeah, but I mean, why not pay for it too? Why not have other people illegally upload music and you still pay YouTube for it?
God, we gotta, okay, let's move on.
It's fucking goofy, YouTube. I mean,
yes, there you go.
At the meeting that we have on Monday, I'm gonna say, hey, this is real dumb. Make it make sense.
And then
I dare you.
Disconnect immediately.
You have like a half hour. I'll give you a half hour because it's gonna take a lot of time. But if you can make it make sense to me, I will gladly tell the audience that I am wrong and that this is not goofy. But I don't think anyone that I talk to can tell me it's not goofy.
Tell you what, listen, this is a challenge to YouTube, and I think John will agree. He has no choice because we're live right now. If YouTube can make that make sense to you, you have to wear a dunce hat and explain to us why.
I will wear a tight pink dress.
Even better.
And a dunce hat cap thing if they can prove to me why YouTube Premium makes sense when YouTube Red didn't.
Speaking of... let's see. Wait, hang on. Let me see. I can do this. John, in that pink dress, you'd probably need a plus size, right? Because you're bigger than the average woman.
I said tight pink dress, so it's going to be small. I'll fit it on. Doesn't have to be flattered.
Go with the joke.
A pink dress, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah, sure.
You would need a plus size because, hey, guess what? 1+6. Huh? How about that? 1+6, the phone.
How about that? For a second, so... I forget what day it came out, but I think when it came out, for a split second in my head, I was like, maybe we should make a video about it real quick. But like, why? We've been making videos about the one. We told you what the OnePlus 6 looked like 3 months ago. You knew everything. Like, we tell tomorrow's news today. That's what Front Page Tech does. We tell the future, and... That is the value proposition of Front Page Tech. That's not at all the value. But it sometimes happens. And this is one of those times where for 2 months, 3 months, we've been showing you episode after episode, leak after leak, exactly what to expect with OnePlus 6, exactly how it was going to look. And then it comes out and everyone's like, oh, what? I didn't see this coming. Yes, you fucking did. All of you, you know. It's just, okay. I'm impressed with OnePlus. Every time they come out with a new phone, I'm impressed by them. This is no different. Yeah. The only issue I have with the phone is the notch. Why do you do it? Why? Why do you do this to me?
But John, there's no wireless charging for the price point it exists at.
Fuck off. Okay. Not a hater. On Twitter, a lot of people were talking about this, making fun of it. I've seen multiple articles, videos. Taylor of Tech was on Twitter being like, why would you put glass on a phone if there's no wireless charging? And then we went back and forth on Twitter about this. I think he made a video about it. A lot of people are making fun of the fact that the OnePlus 6 doesn't have wireless charging because it has a glass back. What the fuck? Why? Like, okay. First of all, the reason they put a glass back on the phone was to support gigabit wireless. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't need gigabit wireless. Fucking cool. Then don't use it. It's there. It's like... It's like if I have wireless charging on a phone, but I don't want to wireless charge it. Oh, it's not. I'm not going to be like, well, why is there wireless charging on this phone? I don't use it in particular because I need it. Just fucking don't.
That means nobody should have it, right?
Yeah. So, okay. The reason there's a glass back is to support gigabit wireless, which is cool.
Okay.
The official response from OnePlus as to why they did not include wireless charging is because literally they said, we didn't feel the need to. We didn't think we needed to. That's literally what they said. And I would have to agree. And now I call out every company. I don't have a bias either way. Right. In fact, fucking OnePlus, you're fucking dumb for including the notch. You could have just not caved. And just... The OnePlus 5T, which Brian has, looks really good. If you just modified it a little bit, it would have been fine. I will give you credit for giving the users the option to hide the notch. That is great. Thank you for that. So you can sort of you can still use the, you know, what's left of the display on the sides of the notch. You can still use that and not know that the notch is there. Thank you. That's cool. You are slightly forgiven. But I will agree with them that it just wasn't needed. Like, they got to cut corners. They every year, I mean, it's getting slightly more and more expensive. I think it's like $536 now for the base model.
That was $529.
Maybe that's it. I don't know where I came up with 536.
6 gigs of RAM, 64 gig storage.
That's nuts.
$529.
That is
that's
nuts.
Amazing. Especially when, you know, like you can't, okay, you can't compare this to the iPhone X, but when that phone is retailing for $1,000 and there are alternatives that will give you a satisfactory experience for half the cost, you know.
Yeah.
You got to think about this.
Hey, Andrew
anyway,
Zarian's
go,
in
go,
the
sorry,
chat.
Go back.
Another guy that
Andy
I,
Z.
Another guy that I looked up to and then we became friends. Andy Z. He's going to be a guest
and
on the podcast.
And then we
here
stopped looking up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
he has
looking
better hair
down
than you.
To him because he's down in the chat. Yes, he has way better hair. He's fucking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back on topic. No work.
Okay. So. They said they didn't need it, and I would definitely agree with them. If you got to cut corners, whatever, you don't include wireless charging, who cares? Because it's not like there's a major compromise here, because what everyone seems to forget is that OnePlus has fucking dash charge, the fastest charging in the industry.
Yep.
And we forget about that because there's a glass back and no wireless charge. Shut the fuck up and just accept what they give you for now. If you don't want the phone, don't buy it. I don't understand what the, like, everything is there for $529.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this was an $800 phone and there's a glass back and no wireless charging, yes, then we can all bitch. But it's $530 and has gigabit wireless, and if you don't have, so what, it doesn't have wireless charging, it has fucking dash charge, and I will take dash charge over wireless charging any day of the week. This is one of those days.
Me too.
Tomorrow will also be that day. Brian, do we agree?
Yeah. I'm doing a test, actually, because I've never actually timed it. So my phone, my OnePlus 5T, is sitting at 47% right now. I just plugged it in as soon as you said that at 950. So I want to see how long it takes to charge up, and maybe we'll have a definitive, like, oh, that's cool part. Yeah. But no, I agree. I don't
Speaking
want wireless
of,
charging. And
They
so oh, you interrupted me.
I think I just saw it on BGR. Yeah, I fucking keep doing that.
You're the worst. You're the worst at that. If that phone, I was going to say, I'll take it a step further. If it was 800, yeah, no wireless charging problem. If it was 650 without wireless charging, I would be like, this is wrong. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
That wasn't worth going back to, but I just wanted to call out that you interrupted me because you hate it.
I think I saw it on BGR. There's an article about, there was a speed test done, like a real world speed test done, and the iPhone 6 beat out the iPhone 10. And we don't see that
in terms
often.
Of like speed. Like benchmarking?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Like a okay. real world speed test, like the way you would actually use the phone. There's a video and stuff on BGR.
Okay, I gotcha.
But like, we don't see that often because specs don't fucking matter. I've been saying that for years.
Right.
Like, a lot of these Android phones have like, you know, 18 gigawatts of RAM. And still won't beat out an iPhone 10 in benchmarks because software optimization is really, it plays a really big role. Specs don't fucking matter as much as how well the software is optimized. So I was impressed to see the OnePlus 6 beat out the iPhone 10 in a thing. Either way, it's not, no one is saying that the OnePlus 6 is better than the iPhone 10. What I'm saying
no,
is that a $530 phone for all that is impressive.
Yeah, it really is. I agree.
Okay. I like how we just you know, been gone for the week and now we're just catching right up.
Right. I don't have a segue for this. The Senate has, let me make sure I get this right, voted to save net neutrality. What does that mean for us little folk, John? Because the internet seems to be cheering and parading and saying that we're saved. Ajit Pai, Satan, you have been vanquished. Alas.
Yes.
Our precious angel has returned. Net neutrality. Here
precious angel.
Why is that wrong, John?
Okay. This is another one of those things where everybody, okay, everyone that watches the show, and go back and look at the history of things. This is tomorrow's news today, man. Tomorrow's news today. We've been telling you.
Is that the new slogan, by the way?
We should.
I like it.
We've been telling you the exact process, step by step, what was going to happen with net neutrality. We've been telling you this since it was repealed by the FCC. We knew that Congress was going to fight it. And I want to clear this up for you right now because everyone's tweeting me thinking, oh, net neutrality is saved. No, it is fucking not. And a lot of people are like, well, hey, net neutrality was repealed, but everything seems fine to me. Everything is the same. Fucking idiots. It doesn't happen tomorrow. So the scheduled date for like all the rules of net neutrality to be removed is June 11th. That's when net neutrality will no longer be a thing. The Senate voted in favor of enforcing net neutrality rules, keeping net neutrality as it is, regardless of what the FCC wanted. But that doesn't mean it's saved. It is not over yet. Now, as I mentioned so many times before on the show, if it happens to pass the Senate, which it was likely to happen, which it did, now it's going to go to the House. The vote is going to go to the House, and they will most likely go, And the House will definitely, in my opinion, just kill this right on the table. So what if it passed the Senate? The House is going to be like, nope, sorry, and it won't be a thing. We'll still lose net neutrality on June 11th. If by some magical mystery miracle it passes the Senate or the House, it then goes to the Trump of President desk. It goes to the desk Trump of President desk. Trump. And President Trump will look at it and laugh at all of us directly in the face and veto it in front of us. That's what's going to happen. It won't go to Trump. It will most likely fail in the House and won't pass. But no, net neutrality is not saved. It has been voted. It is passed in the Senate. But the way the government works is the Senate can't just be like, ha-uh. So we have a couple more hurdles to pass for net neutrality to be saved. I would venture to say no.
There's a big orange one at the end there. It's just a brick wall. But
a big orange hurdle. It looks like someone dipped the hurdle in water, got a little moist, and then dumped that powder bag of cheddar that you get out of a macaroni and cheese box, like a Kraft box, and just dumped it on his face, and it stuck there. The hurdle.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad having you. You're talking a lot in this episode. I feel kind of bad about that. However, I don't. Not that much because you're very heated about all these topics, and I just like letting you loose. And this is one of those that we've been talking about this like off and on for so long, and every time it's like the Senate will save us from net from the evils of the lack of net neutrality. You always fire back and get so heated up. So I'm really happy it's able to be thrown back out there.
Is it coming off the wrong way, though? Like, I don't want it to come off like I don't support net neutrality.
No, we both support it heavily. It's just we're being realists, and I've seen House cards. I know how the House works, kind of. It's made of cards.
With cards, yeah. Kevin Spacey comes in and vetoes it.
And then he's gone very quickly. we're just being realistic about it. I mean, it's just, if it happens, great, but people need to temper their expectations and not just immediately assume we're good.
Just because we say that it's most likely going to happen, don't confuse that and assume that we don't support net neutrality. We're just being real with you. That's our job, is to tell you for consumers where things are headed. And for consumers, it's looking not great. So we've been telling you that for months. It's not new. And plus, everyone's been hammering me on Twitter, and I haven't like had an outlet to properly respond. Also, just watch every episode that comes out and you'll be up to date and we won't have to have these conversations all the time. Okay, thank you.
Well, let's see. Well, I was trying to think of a segue for this the entire time. It's so fucking stupid that I couldn't think of it.
Okay. I'm ready.
LG retroactively adding the ThinQ branding from the G7 to the phone that came out last year, the G6.
This is by no means like really big relevant news. I just thought it was funny.
It isn't. I'm at a loss for words. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It sounds exactly like Brian said. Like, there's no way to explain it. They just think the G7 ThinQ thing phone. Yeah. They have now added the ThinQ name to last year's G6.
Why?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I guarantee last year's G6 isn't going to be like updated much, but
no,
it's got the new name, so you know it's relevant that way. Are they going to try to do a new cycle with the G6 and sell it at a lower price and pitch that, or
maybe? I mean, that might work, but like just the fact that who does that? Who goes back and changes the name? Like, I made the joke earlier, or like when we were just talking, that it'd be like if they went back to the older iPhones and added, this is old iPhone. This is old iPhone from 2015, not iPhone, whatever, 5S or whatever it was out then. I don't even know. What?
I don't know, man. It'd be like if they went back to last year's phone, or they come out with a new iPhone 10. And since the name is already used, they're just like, last year's phone is now just the iPhone Z. I don't know.
iPhone
just
Z?
Just fucking add a new name to it for... But why, though? There's no rhyme or reason. And I was trying to use my noodle and be like, oh, maybe this is a really smart business move. Maybe they're going to like, maybe this is they're positioning themselves in a very specific spot to pitch the G6 as the new thing. But it's not. It makes no sense to me in any way. They should have just called it the LG G6 YouTube Music Premium Key Red.
They should have just kept the fucking name and let the phone die.
Yeah, I should have.
No one's going out and be like, oh, I can't wait to get my hands on the new LG G6 with the new thin Q name.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. That phone didn't even sell well.
I know. It's an LG phone. Right, what do you expect? Okay, guys, Q&A. We're going to move into the Q&A. I saw some super chats come in, so Brian's going to get to you guys. If you have a question, start asking it now, because Brian will get to it, and we will answer your question in the show. We'll go for another, 20 minutes or so, and we'll answer your questions for the Q&A.
This was exciting.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is just part of the whole dash charging with the OnePlus 5T. Plugged my phone in 10 minutes ago at 7%? Yep. Is that it? 43%? I can't remember. Now it's 66%. That makes me really happy. Okay. Anyway, Q&A, ask your questions. I will snipe them and be like, pew, 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 pew. First one.
Wait,
from the
I'm
Lego
sorry,
Brickery.
Ron. I know I don't want to interrupt you, but this fucking person in the chat was, this is so accurate. Fucking people bitching about the OnePlus 6 not having wireless charging, right? But no one's gonna bitch that the iPhone 10 can fucking, or the iPhone 8 as well, can fucking fast charge, but you gotta buy an extra thing to make a fast charger because that's not coming in the box. Sorry.
That's a good one. No, good call. Thank you, Javon Sims. That's a really, really good comment. You're just giving John more ammo next time he gets shit on by people who defend Apple to the death. First question from Mr. Lego Brickery. What are your thoughts on Samsung's amazing commercial? I'll be honest, I haven't seen it. Have you seen this commercial?
Yes, dude. You're not going to fucking believe this.
Okay.
So Samsung commercials are usually really good.
Usually, yeah. Pretty good.
And it usually hits Apple in the dick. Their marketing, their commercials are usually they'll pick on Apple for something very specific. Like their original Moving On ad was great. You know, they make fun of... You've seen the fucking screenshots of the ads with the people that have notch haircuts.
No, I haven't. I'm going to look that up. Here, you keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
Samsung has released an ad previously where everyone there's people lined in front of an Apple store and they're Apple sheep and they all have notch haircuts.
Wow, that's actually pretty awesome.
It's funny.
One came up of MKBHD with a... with a notch haircut. Okay, anyway.
The new Moving On ad... So it starts off with someone trying to get through an airport terminal or whatever, and the person goes to scan their phone. It's an iPhone, but it doesn't scan. It takes too long to load, and they can't do it. And then someone walks up with a Galaxy S9, boom, right through. Another example is where they're like, "Oh, look, the Maps app is taking so long to load. It's taking so long, man." And on the Galaxy S9, it opens right up. And they made fun of the iPhone battery issues. They made fun of customers going to the Apple store and being the Apple employee being dumb in the commercial. Being like, I don't know how to fix it. You just buy a new one.
Mm.
What if I told you The iPhone they used in the fucking commercial was an iPhone 6. What have I told you? Samsung, in their commercial, to make you want to buy the Galaxy S9, they actively compared how great the S9 is compared to the iPhone 6 from 4 years ago.
Oh. Yikes.
There's a disclaimer in the fucking description that says it's an iPhone 6.
Uh-huh.
It's very clearly an iPhone 6. And they make fun of, like, Apple employees being like, oh, it's time to buy a new phone. It's 4 years old. Yeah, it's time to buy a new phone. Yes, the Galaxy S9 is extremely fast compared to the Galaxy or the iPhone 6. Fucking, I dare you to take an iPhone 10 and compare it to the Galaxy S5. That came out the same year.
I was just looking that up. Yeah, yikes. That, the S5 is real bad.
What do you think would happen? God. What are you doing? Wow.
That's... Why would... They don't need to resort to, like, bullshit trickery. Like,
I know! They make good shit! What are you doing?
They do. Oh, boy.
The notch haircut thing gets me every time.
That's good. No, that's really funny. That's
make
good.
Fun of them, like, where everything it matters. Else. That's funny! That's right. Great!
Uh-huh.
But, like...
Oh, boy.
They didn't need to do that. At all.
No, they didn't.
And some people aren't a fan of, like, the ads where, you know, they attack the competition. I love marketing that attacks the competition. I think it's great.
It's honest.
I think it's a great way to, like, it's a great way to stick in people's head, to create people, like, people talking about you. Fucking Samsung puts an ad out with the people that have notch haircuts. That's going to be all over The Verge. That's going to be all over everything.
Right, but also competition is really good. So, like, they're not. It's not like how they're so rude. How dare they? Yeah, let them compete. Let there be, like, rivalry. I mean, I think that's how great. Innovation happens as
but
well.
But if you're gonna compare, use relevant hardware too.
Right.
There is no reason.
Cloudy Techie. Go ahead.
I just if you're gonna compare phone, S9, iPhone 10.
Right.
Don't use the iPhone 6, you fucking assholes.
Cloudy Techie asked, or it's just irrelevant. Has Apple ever made a tricky ad? And nothing's coming to mind for me, to be honest. But
no,
I don't know.
Apple's marketing is really great too. It's just we're two different forms of marketing here. And when you have the most popular phone in the world, and you're the most popular brand in the world, it helps other brands to make fun of you in ways that are relevant. I don't. Apple just.
Yeah.
That's not their game plan, and I don't think they need to do it.
Right.
There's a bunch of super chats that we missed, by the way. I don't know when we're getting to those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're super chat questions. They're mostly related to merch, though, which we kind of already covered. This one we can go ahead and talk about from Fiberific. $5 Australian money. Will the FPT merch t-shirts be available in chic cuts or just crew cuts? That's a good question.
We're going to have...
that at all? Because we're pretty basic bitches.
We are pretty basic bitches. So...
Yeah.
It's going to depend on what, you know, what is popular, what people are buying, but, like, we are planning on having the regular, like, merch for everybody, but also, like, a ladies section. I'm thinking about calling it the ladies, specifically for ladies.
Hmm. We'll work on it. we're doing testing right now.
The issue is we're not doing a lot of it. It's a mix between print on demand, which is what you would see with, like, Spreadshirt and stuff like that, and literal like fucking piles of our shirts in a warehouse,
right?
So they can be shipped out right away. And we couldn't, like, put in a large order for a bunch of shirts that not a lot of people are going to buy. So maybe that's something we could offer for print on demand, something or other.
Did we miss?
Are there other, like, super chat questions, or did we miss, or are they all about merch?
Eric asked
when merch was going to happen. First of the month.
Right.
June 1st.
I don't know if we, this isn't something we know the answer to. $5 from David Weicker, Davis Weicker. Thank you, sir. So I have Google Play Music Family, and it gives me YouTube Red for the same deal. How will that change with the upcoming YouTube Premium? I don't know if they've released anything. I haven't seen anything about that, actually. Have you?
No, I mean, it stays, I guess. Dude, it's so confusing.
See, this is the problem. This is exactly what we're talking about. The dissociation between all the different companies within Google. Yeah. This is what happens. Like, no, we don't know the answer to this because they haven't told us, and we won't know what happens until they just, like, cancel these family plans out completely or grandfather them or whatever.
And shouldn't have to wait for them to tell us. It should just be clear, it's not. It never is.
It's not, ever.
It not.
Never clear.
It does not. Yeah. You know, it did not.
Oh, okay. From Fausto Cervantes. Are you guys going to, or have you guys watched Deadpool 2? Saw it on Friday. It's very good. Liked it more than the first one. John, do you have any interest in Deadpool?
Yeah. I liked the first one a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You did? Now, okay. Did you know anything about Deadpool prior to seeing the first movie? Or you're not really a comic book superhero guy with the exception of Batman.
Yeah. No. I mean, I knew of his existence.
Uh-huh.
That was about it.
I will tell you... I want to tell you this off podcast, off camera, because I don't want anybody to get spoiled. If you are going to see Deadpool 2, stay after the credits. It's worth every second. Anyway, moving on. Let's get some more questions that give us some good discussion. How are we doing on time, Journey?
We'll go for like another 10 minutes. We're going on about an hour yet, but we went long because of the, you know.
Right, right.
Malo says FPT store is going to be out before FPT labs. Yes. It's much,
yes.
Believe it or not, it's much easier to get the store out than FPT labs. So yeah, that, June 1st is the date I'm sticking with. I've said it out loud. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be there.
Hold it. If June 1st rolls around and the store is not available, shoot John a tweet and yell at him. He loves that.
ETN labs and the store, store. First of the month, labs this summer. That we're not doing it. We're not going to not do it. If it doesn't come out this summer, I'm quitting YouTube.
There you go.
I think it's perfect timing because the weather's getting good, and we're trying to launch with a very, very specific series that we needed decent weather for. And Brian, we're getting there.
The official end of summer.
Tedlosa Tech is live. Thank you, Drew. Thank you for going live.
The official end of summer is Saturday, September 22nd. So if it's not up by then, you heard it here first. John is resigning from YouTube.
Yeah.
End of FPT. That is it. Viper gave us $5.
Thank you,
Viper. Welcome back, FPT. That's very, very appreciative.
This feels good.
And from Stephen Rees, will you love me? Yes.
Fun fact, I've been loving you since you were born, Stephen.
Yeah. He just said, thanks, man. So I'm not sure. There's got to be a bigger delay than that. Like, holy crap.
It has to be.
That was like conversational. just another gamer said, got to take advantage of those government checks with the store on the first.
Your boy's not no silly businessman.
No.
It's not. It wasn't for the government checks. It was for the first of the month being mostly the day that people get paid. And we want to. So the campaigns for the merch, the limited run is going to be launches on the first of the month, ends on the 14th of the month.
And you know what? So there was a question back there I wanted to bring up.
Back there.
Someone asked how they can submit to be a designer. How would you recommend they do that, John?
You could just, you know, reach out on Twitter or you can email me, john@fptlabs.com, and I'll get the email most
likely. If you're serious about this, send a portfolio. We are 100% serious about this.
We can't just be like, don't email us and be like, hey, I design good. Send us shit. Like,
I design
the very
real nice.
The very first thing I see better be an example of your design, because I'm not going to have a conversation and try to dig it out of you. If you are a good designer, send me an example. Send us an example first. Don't be like, hey, you looking for a designer? We already said that part. That's why you're reaching out. Fucking send a thing.
Send a thing, show us the thing. If the thing's good, good things happen. That's it. All right.
I like your fish tank. It's two, actually. There's a beta in each one.
Used to be three. Rip.
Used to be three.
Teresa. Rip.
All my pets are dying.
Except Mallory.
I still have one shitty fucking fat ass dog that is mean and has been alive for, I think, 50 years. She's fine. She gets to walk and hop and is totally healthy.
Mallory's immortal and an asshole.
She might be.
She's going to outlive us.
Definitely.
She served.
She's outlived family members of mine and outlived Faith. And a fish.
Yeah. I don't give no fish. Fuck. I had my money on the fish, to be honest. Okay. Is that the end of our lives, John? The end of the days of our lives?
What?
Is that it?
We'll
Are we up. Stopping the podcast?
Okay. Yeah, let's be done.
We'll
wrap up here, and then we'll do a little post show for the people that are still watching live. Thank you for tuning in, my fellow peeps. Good to be back again at Front Page Tech on Monday on iTunes. Listen to the show on iTunes and all the places podcasts are available. And then if you're listening to the show and you're like, wow, I want to see them, you can see it on YouTube. Of course, the video version is uploaded every Sunday. Okay, are we done with our obligations?
Housekeeping obligations are complete. Okay. Commence post show.
Goodbye, everybody. See you. Bye.
Goodbye.